This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour now, it's time for our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits for the week of November 19th to the 23rd in News Talk Radio, the big stories, the big people, the items that Talkers Magazine has researched during the course of the week, as they usually do. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list there, even though for general conversational purposes, it's important for us to go through the list once, twice, three times, depends on how we get bogged down in the various conversations with our group of experts. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJ Beat program. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. The number 10 item on the story list is a focus on the weather for the Thanksgiving week and weekend, especially the weather here. Well, weather on both coasts, the rain that has slowed down, almost put out the fires, or seemingly has put an end to the worry out there with regard to the fires. Now the mudslides will become the problem, especially the further north that you go. And then the holiday, the travel, that sort of thing, all wrapped up into one. So who among us, let's go around the room here. Victoria Keelan, did you travel for the weekend? How did you spend Thanksgiving?
Just very, very locally. I walked across the street from my apartment and had had dinner at a restaurant with my parents and my husband, and that was it. And then we went to my cousin's house, which was only about 20 minutes away, so I was able to avoid all of the crazy, crazy traffic reports that we heard about on the news.
Yeah, I had a real, I was traveling across town to get to an appointment I had on Wednesday afternoon, and it's normally a 12-minute ride. It took me an hour just to go through several villages in my community, and this was in the middle of the day, like 1 o'clock.
Yep.
So it was everywhere it plays out the same, it would seem. Victoria Jones, did you go anyplace? You're in the D.C. area, so what was the traffic there, a nightmare like it usually is?
It was busy. I traveled on Thursday, so it wasn't as bad. And I went to the next state, and I did the Beltway, the dreaded Beltway. It wasn't too bad, so I'm okay. But I'm traveling back to the other state on the Beltway today via the equally dreaded Tyson's Corner Mall on Black Friday. So this is when it's going to be insane. I'm not even going to the mall, but I'm going to hit the people who are going for these wild deals that we were talking about early in the show.
So if we are actually, Richie, you're in the same general area, Tyson's Corner, one part of Washington, you're out Route 66, so
what, I rode by that exact mall yesterday, and I have a tip for you, Victoria. Use the HOV lanes, and you will fly by it at 80 miles an hour.
But you got to have somebody in the car with you, otherwise you get a big ticket, right?
That's, yes, and I've gotten one of those, too. So
nice going, Richie. abuser. Okay,
but,
number.
But the Maryland to Virginia scene is not bad.
So. Yeah. All right. Wildfires, all that stuff. I don't know what else we have to say about that. Number 8 is a focus on
whoa,
the...
Whoa, fast there, Holmes.
What? Why?
You're going to skip right over the wildfires?
Well, I just was talking about the weather.
Really
the wildfires, I made a comment. Oh, if you want to work on it, the comment that I had in order to put things into perspective was that the weather, as it is where you are and where I am on the East Coast, horrible because it's so damn cold. On the West Coast, they have a lot of rain, and it seems to have abridged the worry about fires. So where do you want to go with that?
Well, I think the interesting conversation that's come out this week on this is that the left does not want to seem to take any responsibility for not clearing brush. And I totally get where their conversation is coming from. And that man has affected climate. Okay, cool. I understand that. Whether I agree with it or not, wholeheartedly, I definitely agree that man affects our planet.
Yeah, we're affecting the sea level levels and
the climate
ozone.
To the extent that they think that they are, I don't know. But I 100% think that we are being irresponsible in the way we manage our forestry there, and it's causing this total loss of life, loss of property, because somebody doesn't want to clear brush because they want to save a turtle or a snake or a mouse or whatever it is. And I think we have to hit that head on to be able to figure this out, because otherwise it's not going to get any better.
All right.
It's going
to get worse. Approach it. Let me lead you this way, all of you, and I wasn't going to go down this road because it is seen sometimes as political, and you started it off that way, and that sort of is an issue into itself. That is that every issue is becoming political. This is a nonsensical, this is a ridiculous conversation. These people are out of their minds. This is mostly a West Coast problem. California has passed a ban. If you don't know what Richie's talking about, the state of California has outlawed clearing brush along the, whether it's the timber areas or whether it's under the power lines or wherever it is, the brush and the old dead trees that are there that should be processed. They should be logged. In most areas of the country, the dead wood is taken out. It's processed for firewood or some other use, but it's not left there because of the reasons that we're stating. The exact reason that this fire became so intense is because there was so much to burn. It started with wires from PG&E being frayed and in a windstorm falling down. That's how it started. Now PG&E is running to the state saying, oh, well, you have to help us because otherwise we'll go bankrupt because all these people are going to sue us and it's your fault because you wouldn't let us clear the brush. Well, even in places where it isn't illegal to clean the brush, they don't do it. They gloat to their stockholders, oh, how much, look at how much our stock has gone up because we didn't do any of this work. We let it be. And so, I mean, even the frayed wires, they're going to get screwed as they ought to get screwed. But you, as a citizen of this state and others that are looking at this kind of legislation, you're getting screwed because of what Richie just outlined, not being able, for stupid, nonsensical, idiotic reasons, not cleaning out the brush. It's only common sense, for God's sakes. Do we not have any common sense anymore?
Well, if you want to live there, you need to clear the brush. If the place is desolate and empty, fire away. I mean, don't clear any of it. And I agree with them. Let's not disrupt the environment of all of these animals. But if humans are going to occupy this space, and you don't want these fires to happen, you need to clear brush. But I think there's room for a conversation.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, I think a couple of things, one of which is related to this and one of which is slightly related to this. One of the pieces that's related to this is that over 50% of this forest is owned by the federal government, so it doesn't have anything to do with the state of California. So the federal government can sort that out. And if they want to get on it, they can get on it and they can start getting those rakes and do that if they want to do it. So, you know, that is one
good
piece
point
of it. And the other piece of it is that the story that I don't think that's being talked about with regard to the California wildfires is that this is being, I think, underreported on the East Coast. And this has been chatted about recently, but wasn't for a while, is being underreported on the East Coast because there's an East Coast bias with news and there's more reporting on hurricanes and there's more reporting on tidal waves and things like that and less reporting on wildfires, which happen on the West Coast because the big news organizations are East Coast based and there is an East Coast bias with the reporting. And so we're not hearing about it. And this is a problem because there are major deaths. There are massive losses of life and homes. And there are dead people lying there waiting to be discovered. There are old people who were asleep. We know this. There are old people who are asleep and who are lying there dead waiting to be found. And this has not been reported. I think this is terribly sad. This is sad.
I think that's a great point.
Point to it, yeah.
if you think about it, the hurricane, and you're right, we do cover hurricanes, and I'm on the East Coast, and so hurricanes are a big deal. But, you know, when the death toll is 84 people have died in these wildfires so far, and there are still over 100 people missing, and it is, you're right, and that's true. There may be, I didn't realize what the you know, what the impetus behind it was, but maybe it is just an East Coast bias. But these are things that we should be talking more about. And, you know, we didn't have an 84-person death toll for hurricanes. And, you know, whatever death toll there was for Hurricane Florence, I forget. But we didn't talk about it. You know, we talked about it a lot.
Wait, those kind of numbers. All right, Richie, thank you for stirring the pot. You did a wonderful service for all of us to get us going and thinking about it. Yeah, I know, you're of service, and I appreciate that. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review for the Thanksgiving weekend. Here's something as you count your calories and look at the pounds you're getting on the scale, and you see, whoop, up 2 pounds, up 3 pounds, up 4 pounds. Well, the average American will gain 5 to 6 pounds over the next 5 to 6 weeks. That's just the way it goes. You want to get out front of it, it being the problem of keeping your body weight where you want it, and maybe then in January we all go to the gym and we try to take the pounds off. And so let's not do that this year. Let's do it smart. Let's go to toploss.com and order Calitrin, which is a way not only to lose weight but to maintain your weight where it is, or where you want it. Once you get it to where you want it, then you maintain it, because Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, the building blocks of life, proven for 30 years to promote the healthy lean muscle and weight loss that you need. Put them together. Collagen is our protein. It's the body's protein, and you stop making it on your own when you get into your late 20s, early 30s. So this is supplementation that gets the collagen to start producing itself again. Maintain the weight once you take it off, but Calitrin, because of the protein, the collagen, when you are working out, you're able to keep your lean muscle or build more of it. It takes the fat, turns it into muscle, and thus weight loss. You look better, you feel better, you are better because of Calitrin. Get online, go to toploss.com for a special 10% off deal. Use the code DJV for a free bottle once you bought three of them. 10% off everything. Lose the weight. 10%, you need to lose 10% off your body weight. So lose 10% and save 10%. Use the box DJV. Check it off at toploss.com for Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off over the season. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockhitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockhitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with broadcasters Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Victoria Keelan here. This week, overviewing what's been, the work that's been done by Talkers Magazine to get the essence of the stories and the people on the list. You know, Richie, you triggered something in me a minute ago that I want to kind of go back to. In talking about the wildfires and the way it's being handled and how political stuff is, I'm reminded of some of the other things that sort of inveigle themselves in other stories this week. And every week, frankly, the amount of anger and hatred that is being presented, the irrational hatred in my mind, the impact that it has on the person who's full of this venom, of this anger, of this hatred. And I think in my own philosophy of talking to people and trying to work things through, you know, you work with me for 20 some odd years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to bring people together. Although I have anger, there's nothing in my body that hates anything. I don't even like the word to use it, but there is so much of that that becomes part of people, and it's based on all kinds of things. I mean, I don't mean to make this an epilogue on shrinkism, going to get your head straightened or figure out what it is that goes on with your feelings and your experiences. But why are you so angry? Why do you dislike, if you're a Republican, Democrats, and if you're a Democrat, Republicans? Why are you so bitter? Why do you resent this stuff? I was looking at some things this week about Sean Hannity and Trump and how angry the quote-unquote base is that Hannity spent so much time covering Hillary Clinton's abuses of power, talking on the air about her and the private email and all that other stuff. And then when Donald Trump comes out with his suggestion that maybe Hillary ought to be prosecuted or examined and yada, 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 apparently Trump tried to direct the Justice Department to prosecute her and Comey. And so Hannity goes on the air and says, I don't agree with that. And he's excoriated for it because whatever Trump says with the people who are drinking that Kool-Aid, Who's been more loyal to Trump than Sean Hannity? Nobody. No one in this country has pursued and supported Trump the way Hannity has. But anybody who asks a question, if you're not on a Salem radio station or one of the ones that just they tell you from the top, you must support Trump at all costs. And what that garners, I'm reminded of what Mahatma Gandhi said once, be the change you want to see in the world. Loving what you hate sends a positive, beautiful energy to people while spreading peace and harmony throughout the planet. I'm reading this from Mahatma Gandhi. You become an advocate for love. Hatred responds to hate by causing anguish and fear. You know, the bottom line is, you're the one who gets hurt by it because of the anger that you build up. I mean, I can see people. Clancy, yesterday at Thanksgiving dinner, I'm watching a couple of my older relatives who, this is a former husband and wife, who are together at the table, and they are talking about their political differences, and I look into their face, watch their body language, and I can see them get wound up about it. What is so important about this stuff? I just don't get it.
It's not hard. It's not hard. All you have to do is somewhat legitimize the other person's point. Say, listen, I know where I understand where you're coming from, but here's my philosophy. And if you give that person that acknowledgement, it settles down the whole tenor of the conversation.
But you know what I'm talking about. The anguish and the anger aimed at Hannity this week because of he didn't support Trump about some minor thing with Hillary. I mean, come on. Get a life. 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iCars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A shooting in an Alabama mall on the eve of Black Friday leaves one teen dead and two other people wounded. Hoover Police Chief Nicholas Dursa says an argument between two men led one to pull out a gun and shoot the other.
I don't understand. I would hope that people were coming out on a holiday night to enjoy themselves and find bargains, what people were supposed to be doing, and not engage in the type of nonsense that we had.
The shooting took place at the River Chase Galleria near Birmingham, and officers shot the suspect dead as he tried to flee the scene.
And in Miami, an unarmed 15-year-old was shot by a police officer Thanksgiving morning. Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez says the teen was off his medication and involved in an altercation with his guardian.
Right now, I have a lot more questions than answers for you all because one round was discharged, and I don't know why or the cause of that round being discharged.
The teenager in stable condition at last report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, going through the info from Talkers Magazine. They do their research by listening to lots of talk radio programs and some of the great stations around the country with great hosts. Okay, so I made a statement, a review of the kind of anger and vitriol that people get worked up about. Any comments, or shall we move on?
I want to talk about number 7.
Yeah,
number 7. All right. Well, the number 8, we've got stuck on number 10 and number 9 a little bit. Number 8 is the flap about Jim Acosta and a White House pass. He gets it back for 2 weeks, and then he gets tossed again. Victoria, you're in that world, the D.C. radio company. What's the gossip. What's the stuff on the street about that?
Well, the stuff on the street about that is that, you know, that what is serious about this is that, you know, yes, it's about Jim Acosta, and yes, he's a showboat, although he's a very nice man. The worrying thing about this is that what the White House says it's going to do now is that it's going to write, quote, rules, unquote. And then what's going to happen is that the White House Correspondents Association will have to negotiate with the White House, which effectively is Bill Shine, which effectively means it's going to have to negotiate with Fox News over what the rules are going to be. And so it's found itself in a position of having to negotiate rules. And rules is kind of silly, because what the White House wants and what President Trump has wanted from the very beginning is minimal press presence. He said that on the campaign trail, and he made it very clear to Andrea Mitchell that that's what he wanted. And they've also said that they actually want just one question in a press conference. Well, that's not reasonable. You ask a question, and then the president gives an answer. So what you're not having a press conference. You're allowing a president to just make statements. You can have that in any regime anywhere, including dictatorships, unless you allow for follow-up. You're not allowing any free questioning of your leadership at all. You're not having any accountability of your leadership. So it will have to be very, very carefully negotiated to allow for any accountability of the elected leadership of this country. So this is a very tricky situation for freedom of the press in the White House. This is not a question of press versus White House. This is a question of the people, of the people's right to know about what is going on in this administration and administrations going forward. That's what this is about.
All right. Any thoughts on that, Richie or Victoria Keelan?
No, I don't disagree with her.
Totally agree. Unless you're going to allow citizens to show up at the White House and ask questions, then our only form of any accountability of our elected officials that our taxpayer dollars are paying, I think it's disgusting and it's deplorable. And if this is going to continue going forward, I don't understand how every American, doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum, why isn't this angering everyone? This should be cause for serious concern.
I do agree with the people that think that Jim Acosta was totally out of line and that
he's a showboat.
He's a total showboat, but yeah. At the same time, I don't want to put restrictions on what we're allowed to ask, and that's
at all.
That's the concern.
Yeah. This is way off base. These people they really need to come up by the bootstraps with this one. This is way
it's
off
feeling
base.
Feeling very Kim Jong-un, you know?
Acosta,
it really is feeling that way now.
The White House wants to make it about Acosta. President Trump called on Acosta very early in that press conference, I think immediately, which is very rare. He doesn't do that. And there's one other minor thing that I want to mention, what you may be aware of. There is always a transcript of these press conferences, a written transcript that is released to the pool and that is later released and it's available to the public. This is a verbal, absolute word-by-word transcript that is released by the White House. I've been seeing these for 14 years. I was a White House correspondent for 14 years. This is word-by-word, exactly what's said. I've read these. I always read them to see, does it reflect what I said, what the president said, everything. These have been edited during the Trump administration to change some of President Trump's words. This is the first time this has ever happened since these have been done.
It's disgusting.
Well, it is not American, really. I'm with all of you who think that limiting this is not a good step forward. It ought not to be about Acosta in the main. I do think, though, that Trump said something along the lines of, this is not about freedom of the press. You're there at our behest, You don't have to. I don't have to have anybody. I don't have to have press conferences. I don't have to have a press room.
Does he forget that we pay his salary?
But I think there isn't anything that requires it.
There's nothing that requires him to do it.
Doing the right thing sometimes is just doing the right thing.
What you think is right, what somebody else thinks is right, not necessarily the same thing.
But doing the right thing is just the right thing to do sometimes.
Yeah,
what's the right thing?
What's your version and my version of the right thing?
So you want to limit? So just because he says there's no legal ramifications for eliminating a press corps, so you're saying that's okay?
ISIS thinks they're doing the right thing. In their mind, they're doing the right thing. So. Yeah.
I'm talking about keeping up American traditions and freedoms.
It's an American tradition. It's not an American right. It's not a law.
It's not a requirement.
Okay, fine. Then you know what, Rich? I'm obviously bothered that I pay this man's salary with my tax dollars,
Victoria,
and I want to have
this
some
is not about. We're
him.
Not making it about you. We're not picking
I'm
a fight.
I'm not making it about me either.
You don't like Trump. We get it. I don't like him either.
It's not about Trump. I'm talking about.
Well, it is about Trump.
Doug, please do not minimize what I'm saying
I'm not
and label it.
What
you
you're
are.
Saying.
You absolutely
I'm,
are.
Well, that's
you are
the way
only
you
trying
interpreted,
to.
Victoria.
Can you please let me
saying.
Say what I want to say? You're giving everyone a forum. Okay, so that's unbelievable. That is.
It isn't. You just what happens? You're back to what we were talking about before, and I don't mean to make this personal, but what happens with people? Well, I'm sorry, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying, in this circumstance, it sounds to me, and I get this way myself, so I can sort of understand it, we get so personally wrapped up in this that it does become, you become angry and it becomes personal.
This should, in my opinion, this should anger every American.
I'm not disputing that.
To not have any accountability on our president?
You know
that's what I'm saying. This is, if Obama did this, I would still say the same thing. And you're making it about Trump, it's not
about
him.
From my perspective, okay, as a guy who does support
Trump,
it's weird because people who support Trump don't care what he does or how he does it.
They just
approve of what he's getting done, and that's all we care about. Because the way that politics has become, you can't be nice. You can't be cordial. You can't. You just have to go in with a sledgehammer and just do business. And that's what he does. So we all stand back and we all go, you know what? I'm going to turn a blind eye to the way he does it because I like what he's getting done. And how far do we let that go? Because sometimes I sit there and
that's
I cringe.
That's a great question. That's a great question for Trump supporters.
Right.
How far are you going to let it go?
And with regards to this White House, it's a good question for
whether you're a Democrat or Republican. How far are you going to let some of the nonsense go? We go back to what I said.
So
we all talk about the California wildfires. How long are you going to let that go? That's a Democratic initiative. Well, how far do you let that go? It goes across the board. It isn't just
all
Republicans are wrong and all Democrats are right.
Right.
Go ahead.
We all get what we want until we get to the point we don't want it anymore.
Yeah. And that's the
problem.
We have
to figure out where the line in the sand is, and I have to figure out where my line in the sand is with Trump.
Mm-hmm. I figure out where mine is. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all have.
So long as you have a line. Some people don't have a line.
Right, but Rich, what happens, though, the problem, though, is we let this go so far, then what happens when we... Can let me just finish my sentence. So what happens, though, when you find that line and then it's crossed, what can you do? If you don't have any of these safety mechanisms in place for accountability, then it's gone too far, and then what do you do? There's
what I do is, I sit here on a nationally syndicated radio show and say I don't agree with them trying to make specific rules for the White House press briefing. That's what I just did, and that's what I will do. And if somebody talks about it on Facebook, I might go, hey, listen, I'm not really good with this.
So,
right, Victoria Jones,
we have a bit of a problem where we are devolving into a society with 300 plus million people, and we are now each of us drawing a line as to how far we are willing to let things devolve, because they are devolving, before we say things have gone too far and we all have individual lines. That's not how societies survive and thrive. That is actually how societies deteriorate and fall, like Rome. And if we're not aware of that, then we're one day going to wake up and say, oh, there went my line. Oh, there goes their line. And that's what's going to happen.
And that's one of the reasons we're not aware of it is because the press coverage sucks. It's too one-sided. There's not enough information. There's not enough. I mean, the stuff that gets on these these shows, the 2020 and 48 hours, it's all crap. It doesn't really get into the heart and soul. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's pejorative, it's angry, it's not telling the facts. Hello, there's a difference between what people think are the truth and what the facts are.
Especially
and we
when
don't
you're in the White House asking
anymore.
A question of the president.
Yeah.
It's when you inject opinion, then because instead of fact. So if Acosta went in and was totally, because he's with CNN, right there, it's already seen as he's one-sided.
Yep.
And that he's got a mission.
And he is.
He's on a mission. Right. And
he
that to me.
He asked questions those days. He asked questions. He didn't state facts. I saw what happened that day. He asked questions. He didn't make statements.
His temperament.
He asked questions.
His temperament was such that he was
questions.
On an
now
attack.
Now you're changing mission. What you just said. He asked questions. Now you're changing it to the temperament. He asked questions. He
it's
was
the
not
way
allowed.
He asks the questions,
right.
Victoria.
Questions.
It's the way he asks the questions.
Oh, now it's the way he asks
it
questions.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what makes it.
So there needs to be a Trump-friendly way to
that's
ask
what
a
they're
question.
Saying. That's what they're saying. Of course that's what they're saying.
And there never will be. That's not the role of the press to ask questions in a pretty or friendly way. He asked questions in a perfectly reasonable way. He asked
questions in a respectful way.
He asked questions in a way that President Trump liked, but he asked questions in a way. I have been in those presidential briefings, and I have seen three presidents asked questions by reporters, and all the presidents who I have covered have had questions asked in exactly the same tone. President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, and President Trump. I've been in President Trump.
Well, you can go back to Dan Rather. You can go back to some of the stuff and the way Nixon was approached by Rather. I'm thinking about that as you're giving examples. I go back further than you do, and I'm thinking of some of the Mike Wallace and the way he would question people. Because that was when we first started to bridge the gap between what is fact, what is news, Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley,
Mike Wallace
et cetera,
wouldn't have done what Jim Acosta did. He would have done it in a much more professional way.
Right, because he was. And yeah, I think you're right about that.
We
have to pause for a moment of silent, well, I mean, not so much silent reflection, but thinking about how well we have done this Thanksgiving weekend in our food. Excuse me, I'm sounding like I'm not doing too well in the food department. Actually, I think, Kara, we'll have you play a couple of spots, and I'll catch my breath here.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Stop into Lowe's and take advantage of huge savings with Black Friday deals. Right now, you can take up to 40% off appliance special values. Plus, get bonus savings worth up to a $600 Lowe's gift card via rebate when you buy two or more select appliances $396 and up. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/29 while supplies last. See store for details. Additional delivery fees may apply. Appliance rebate forms must be submitted on or before 30 days after promotion ends. U.S. only.
We'll be right back.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the point in the program where Chuck Curry comes on, gives us updates on movies and DVDs, all the great stuff, the videos that are around. We've had the Rocky theme in a couple of times this week because the Creed 2 movie, I just call it Creed. It ought to be Rocky / Creed because that's really what it is. But I didn't hear that. Now that I think about it, I didn't hear that music. I heard a little, there's a little of it when Sylvester Stallone comes into the picture and it's sort of Rocky-ish. You hear that music, the sort of modification of the music in the background. You know what I mean? Chuck, are you
saw Yeah, I do. I do. You know, they didn't really use the Bill Conte music that really gets your adrenaline pumping until the very end of the movie. Actually, the music was really low-key. First off, I'll say, I really like this movie, and if Sony were to tell me, let me just preface that. When they announced about a year and a half ago they were going to do Creed 2, and the storyline was going to be sort of a sequel to Rocky 4, where they took the Ivan Drago character and reinduced him into this franchise with Dolph Lundgren, I thought it would be silly and wouldn't work. Boy, was I wrong, because what they did is they really grounded that aspect into a harsh reality, and I thought Dolph Lundgren gave the best acting performance of his entire career. He's primarily known for as an action guy. He's done a lot of DVD work, and nobody regarded him as much of an actor, but I thought he was really good. And what I liked about this is I felt as much for his character and his son as I did for Stallone and Michael B. Jordan's character of Adonis Creed. I was very conflicted at the end of this film. And what I liked about it is a lot of this movie does not feel like a big budget studio film. A lot of it, especially in the middle section, feels like a independent art house type film. It is extremely character driven. And there's not much music in the background. The pacing is somewhat a little bit lumbering, but I was totally involved and invested in the characters. And the very last scene in this film is very powerful, and I thought extremely moving. I give it an 8 out of 10. I liked it tremendously. My wife had some issues with the pacing, but I got to tell you, I really liked this film, and they did a great job fleshing out the Ivan Drago side of the story, and that was a big surprise for me. So this is a really good film.
I'd like to know more. I don't know. I'm not buying that Michael B. Jordan, if it was a real fight between these two guys in the real world, the big guy from Ukraine, I don't know what his name is.
He's enormous. He's a first time. He's not really an actor, but they picked him because he looks the part, and they did a really good job just, you know, using his strength, which is basically just a bulking human being. But I got to say, Michael B. Jordan, the shape he was in was simply incredible.
Yeah, but it's the two of them. Maybe it's a game of skill with some. I'm not sure, but at any rate, the bottom line, I don't know that I feel. I think you're right about Dolph Lundgren. You put it the way you did. Dolph Lundgren, not known for his, well, frankly, Sylvester Stallone's not really known for his acting and the way he presents lines. I think you are 100% right about the last scene with Rocky approaching his son.
Don't give it away.
Excuse me.
It's good. It is really good stuff, though.
Yeah. It shows that Stallone has what it takes to be all the people for years and years made fun of him because all he did was grunt in movies. He knows how to act. And one of the things.
And you know something? He co-wrote the screenplay, and it's one of the best screenplays he's ever done. I think so.
Yeah. Well, and what happens here is, as you said, the character development is not what you always expect from a Sylvester Stallone movie, frankly. But he's getting older, maybe he's better. But Michael B. Jordan said in a number of interviews that have come as a result of promoting this, how much he liked the character that is under the influence, if you will, of Rocky. The way Michael B. Jordan tells it, it's the same thing between him and Stallone as they were making these movies. Stallone took him under his wing. He loved the relationship that they had, telling stories and then, you know, sort of giving him acting hints about how to approach it this way or that way. You could see the chemistry between the two of them was real. That's what I get. I think you can't fake chemistry.
And, you know, the interesting thing I didn't know is that Dolph Lundgren is actually 11 years younger than Stallone. He's 61. Stallone is 72.
Really?
I didn't realize. I thought they were much closer in age, actually.
Yeah, right. All right, what do we have? Give us a quick prediction on the weekend. We only have about a half a minute here.
Wreck-It Ralph is tracking very well, like a 92 million five-day weekend. And Creed is blowing past tracking, 60-something million five-day. The original Creed did 42 over the same five-day span last year. Both got A ratings from CinemaScore, so good word of mouth for both films.
All right, and so what do you think is going to happen this weekend? Number one movie will be?
Wreck-It Ralph.
All right. Chuck Curry.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.